My guest at this time is famous author and commentator P.J. O'Rourke. His latest book is The Baby Boom, How It Got That Way, and It Wasn't My Fault, and I'll Never Do It Again. And, sir, it's good to have you with us. Thank you.
Oh, well, good to be there.
Well, obviously, the baby boom, defined from born in 1946 to 1964, still makes up a large chunk of our population. It kind of dominated culture for many, many years, still does in many ways. What prompted you to write the book now?
Well, it's the year. This is the year. 2014 is when the youngest baby boomers, part of the generation that refused to ever get old, turns 50. By the end of the year, all baby boomers will be 50 and over. And so it seemed like a perfect time to kind of look back on the thing, figure out, you know, what caused this and what effects it had, and have a little fun. Because my main thesis, I think, of the book, if you can say that a humorist has a thesis in a book, is that the world's been a lot more fun since we took over.
That's certainly the case, for far more interesting in a lot of different ways. Some would say for good, some would say not so much. But
well, that's right. Fun isn't always pretty. let us not forget that. I'm not saying we've made a better world, but it certainly has been more amusing. I put the date when we sort of took over, when we took charge. And my date would be when Animal House was released.
Okay, late 70s.
Yep. And if you look in Congress today, it's pretty much full of Senator Blutarsky, isn't it?
All right. Well, one of the things you point out in this book, and I think a lot of people would be surprised by it, and you point out that obviously there are different ways that the baby boomers and their parents and the greatest generation approach life. But at one point you say, ultimately, the way that you looked at things wasn't that different. What did you mean by that?
When I started to look into the greatest generation, part through memory and part through research, and its troubles and its discontents, and I began to realize that the real difference between the baby boom and our parents was not this huge generation gap, or that they were complete squares and like we were hip to what was happening. It was that we grew up in very different circumstances. They went through the Great Depression. They went through World War II. They were looking to take a breather. They were looking to have a normal life. We grew up in this period of extraordinary economic expansion and sort of peace and American confidence, and we thought anything was possible. And we just, you know, so it wasn't really that we thought so differently from our parents, is that we had the confidence and the opportunity to act upon our impulses in a way that they had been constrained from doing.
Very interesting how there are different paradoxes and different concepts as you describe them here. You say that your generation was not so much overly anxious about specific events, but there's a general anxiety that pervades just about everything. Yet at the same time, there's virtually no guilt. So how did that influence our culture?
Two words, Justin Bieber. Yes, we can see that guilt went away. And it was really our parents who ascribed to the idea that things are not really your fault, that you are subject to powers outside your control. And of course, we go back to the Depression and the war. Our parents were subject to forces outside their control. And they passed that along to us. Of course, we took it, as the baby boom always does, we take things to extremes. And, you know, if we said, well, you know, we're the economy is outside of our control, politics and war are outside our control, and maybe our own little psychologies are outside our control. So, whoopsie, all bets are off. It probably wasn't the best legacy to leave Americans, although we don't want to lead a guilt-ridden life either, do we?
Another thing that would seem to be a bit paradoxical is, on the one hand, the baby boom generation believes it knew, and in some cases probably still believes that it knows everything. At the same time, your greatest quality was the ability to BS.
Yes. Yeah, well, when you're convinced you know everything, it lends an extra power to your BS. I always, without making any political aspersions or judgments here, I just think that the most baby boom of our three baby boom presidents clearly had to be Bill Clinton, who really had the BS thing figured out, you know, and I say that with admiration.
Let's talk a little bit about the impact now. As most people are certainly aware, the 60s, and as you define what people think of the 60s, is really the late 60s and early 70s with the drugs and the free love and the anti-war movement and embracing radical politics in a lot of different ways. When did the shift happen away from that? There's still certainly those elements out there, but it seemed, at least in the popular consciousness, that for the most part, the vast majority of the generation thought that way, and today that's obviously not the case.
Well, I think that what happened was that we were the guinea pigs in this experiment that you can just do anything you want. You can do anything you want sexually, you can do anything you want with drugs, you can do anything you want, period. And by the time the late 70s, early 80s came around, it became evident that, no, you can't, that there are consequences to actions. And I think that we did a great favor to all generations coming after us by being the guinea pigs, by doing the experiment, by trying to just let it all hang out, as they used to say. And, of course, the result was drug overdoses and sexually transmitted diseases and marriage breakdowns and single children. And a lot of that is still with us, but I don't think that that there's anybody left in the United States who believes those things are good things.
Do you think the millennials have largely, when you see them today, the kids on the college campuses, those involved in different movements like Occupy Wall Street, do you feel like they're trotting down the same path, or do you think they've actually learned something from your generation?
No, I don't think they're trotting down the wrong path, or the same path, or the wrong path, which would be the identical path. No, I actually went out and interviewed some of the Occupy Wall Street people when that was in vogue, and I found them actually to be both nicer and more serious in a lot of ways than me when I was going through that period in my life during the 60s. They were less angry, more puzzled, with a kind of honest puzzlement. Back in the 60s, we had all the answers. What they had was all the questions. And some of the questions they were asking were, you know, pretty good questions. I'm a grumpy old 66-year-old Republican, you know, so obviously I wasn't occupying anything myself. But that's not to say that these, I think when I talk to younger people, yeah, they got a lot of piercings and tattoos and, you know, funny little beards, but they're a much more sensible generation than my generation was. I think they learned from our example. It wasn't a positive example, but it was an example.
Now let's look at the politics, the current politics related to your generation. One of the things you refer to in the book is that Social Security and Medicare, they already take up about a third of our overall government spending, and by the time you guys are, you know, 15, 20, 25 years from now, you'll be looking at half of everything we spend is going to be going to your generation and those slightly younger than you in entitlement spending. So any sense of guilt within the generation about that for running up the bills and
well,
having the rest of us pay for
them? Well, taking responsibility. We're not big on guilt. The only thing I can really say about that is that the two big programs here that are going to cost younger people just a fortune and are going to have to be reformed weren't our idea. We didn't do it. I mean, Social Security was designed by FDR's generation, and Medicare was the Greatest Generation plan that was LBJ. So while we may be beneficiaries of this and too selfish to give up the benefits, as we so often say, it wasn't our fault. You know, it wasn't our fault. That's a little refrain. used my own subtitle there. But did we show the kind of political will that would have fixed these things? You know, Medicare is a difficult fix, Social Security somewhat less difficult, but did we show that kind of political will? No, because we were too busy BSing in politics. And, you know, if you're looking at, like, the political deadlock in Washington, you know, what you're really looking at is the baby boom generation and political power. And we would much rather yell at each other than do something.
So what's the lesson? What do you feel is the, your most positive contribution from the baby boom generation, and what's the most negative? Or list a couple on either side.
Well, the most positive generation is definitely a nicer, kinder world. We are a generation that wanted to give the world a hug and a drug, you know, and we want people to like us, and we want to like other people, and we're not about to belong to great big hateful organizations like the communists or the Nazis and, like, you know, try and kill a bunch of people. That's the positive. The negative heritage from the baby boom is an excessive self-involvement. There's no doubt that we were spoiled kids, and that we ended up acting like spoiled kids, and we're still spoiled kids, even though, as I said, we're 50 and up.
And so, as your generation currently controls most of the levers of power in America right now, both in politics and elsewhere, as you mentioned, your generation's now getting older. So have you reached your zenith, or do you see other fantastic contributions before you head to the sunset?
I think we've reached our zenith. I'm not sure the world needs any more contributions from us. I think it's time for a younger batch of people to get in there and, like, start moving and shaking things and maybe repairing a little bit of the damage we've done. But I hope that they, you know, in the process of that, that they don't lose the fundamental kind-heartedness or decency and fun that the baby boom brought to the world. Albeit, it was expensive, but fun often is.
Certainly an eventful generation, and will continue to be. PJ, really fun read. We can invite everyone to pick up a copy of The Baby Boom, How It Got That Way, and It Wasn't My Fault, and I'll Never Do It Again. PJ O'Rourke, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.